This amazing story began in 1943 when Swiss chemist Dr. Albert Hofmann, working for Sandoz Laboratories in Basel, accidentally absorbed through his fingertips a chemical derived from the cereal fungus ergot. He proceeded to experience a semi-conscious delirium complete with kaleidoscopic colors and visions. As this was the 25th compound of lysergic acid diethylamide, synthetically produced by Sandoz, Hofmann named it LSD-25. The editors of Consumer Reports in their monumental 1970 book, Licit and Illicit Drugs, noted psychiatrists were naturally interested from the beginning in LSD effects. Many of them took the drug themselves and gave it to staff members of mental hospitals in the belief that its effects approximate a psychotic state and might thus lead to better understanding of their patients. About the same time Dr. Hofmann was discovering LSD, General William Wild Bill Donovan, a former J.P. Morgan Jr. operative and head of the Office of Strategic Services, OSS, which conducted irregular and unorthodox warfare, began searching for a drug that would loosen the tongues of captured spies and enemy soldiers. Donovan called together a group of psychiatrists who tested numerous drugs, including alcohol, barbiturates, and even caffeine. Plant extracts such as peyote, scopolamine, and even marijuana were also tested. In 1947, the old OSS was superseded by the newly created CIA, within which drug experimentation continued, though with mixed results. Liaisons were formed between academics in universities, police departments, criminology laboratories, doctors, psychiatrists, and even hypnotists. Secret CIA funding was provided, and experiments were not limited to laboratory animals. Like the Nazis before them, they also used sometimes unsuspecting human guinea pigs. These experiments were carried out in collaboration with hundreds of known Nazi scientists who had experimented with these same drugs on prisoners in concentration camps. These scientists were brought into the United States after the war to continue their work. By the mid-1950s, the CIA had managed to secure a monopoly on LSD. At first, the agency personnel tested LSD only on themselves, but later decided they would slip LSD into each other's food or drinks without prior notice to observe the effects. Such childish experimentation soon got out of hand. Nothing was done to stop this practice until rumors circulated that the annual CIA Christmas party punch was to be spiked with LSD.